she got dolphins and she got rainbows, she wasn't able to get them in the same picture yet. But what we're getting at here is that the coming in the back door of this, Esther began to see the world through the lens of that iPhone camera, through the eyes of Kate, who still believes that all things are possible. And also the fun of looking for something wonderful. So all day, Esther's looking for that shot. Is it going to be here? Is it going to be here? Is it going to be here? Will it be something that Jerry is doing? Kate loves it when Jerry's in the picture. Is it something that Jerry is doing? So Kate has, through this game with Esther, caused Esther to be specifically looking all day long. Her iPhone is with her all day long. What wonderful thing can I capture and send to Kate? Now, we think that puts Esther in the vortex. When Esther is doing, you just can't do that. It's completely off the subject of loving herself. But she can't be scouring the world or scanning her day, scouring wherever she is. She can't be looking for the most beautiful thing that she can find, the most beautiful flower, the most interesting whatever. And then one day, Esther turned on the fountain. There's a switch on the wall which sets a little fountain, a little stone fountain. It's only about this tall and about this big around. It's a beautiful stone, and in the center of it is a very small hole. And as Esther turns the water on, it bubbles up and down the fountain. And so Esther turned it on the other morning, and a little frog rode the water up and stayed on it for just a moment, just like in the cartoons. And then sat on the fountain, clinging, 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 and then slid down the fountain. So Esther said, "Tomorrow you will be my picture." So Esther comes out with her iPhone, and she says to Jerry, "You have to help me because I have to be near the fountain." And Jerry turns on the fountain, and there is the little frog every morning for his morning picture to be sent to Kate. In other words, the entire universe cooperating with unbelievable things that you just could not conjure. In other words, when you decide that you're looking for reasons to feel good, the universe will deliver them to you again and again and again. And before you know it, you will find yourself so tuned to the best things here and the best things there and the best things there that the universe will just show you from inside the vortex the best things about you. But you cannot fake it. You cannot find the best things about you or anything else unless you're in the vortex. So if we were standing in your physical shoes, we wouldn't be looking for the best in ourselves until we'd consistently hung out more in the vortex than not. Esther said, "I got in the vortex deliberately on the 10th of January, and I have not been out since." And she's not kidding, not for more than a fraction of a second, because the minute she gets out, it's not good enough, and she does some process, she does something to get herself back in the vortex. So we don't want you to love yourself. We want you to be in the vortex where you can't do anything other than love. We don't want you to get over the things that you don't like about yourself. We don't want you to look for improvement. We want you to love, because love is who you are and what you do, you see. That glimmer that you spoke about, where just for a second you felt it, that was a second in the vortex. That's what that is. Just focus on that feeling.
Good morning.
It is.
I too am a little bit antsy here, being in front. I saw you last May in Europe, and you answered a powerful question for me, which I would like to continue to extrapolate on. For while I got it for those few seconds there, the practicing of it has been quite tedious and holding myself out of the vortex, and I could be arguing for limitations, and I'd like to work through that. So what came up for me, my question last time, was as a natural healthcare physician and working also with my own self, I see that body chemistry plays a huge part of how people see. When we talk about
We would say how people see plays a large part in the chemistry. They're
correct. Absolutely. It's back and forth.
It's not back and forth. It's just that way.
Okay, well then this may be my point of resistance. I've spent from the time I was this big studying, educating, 3 college degrees, 14 years of college, 22 years of clinical practice, and I observe that when someone puts something in their mouth, it changes how they see things. So maybe that's the point where we begin. Because I'm really stuck. I believe they go both ways, but I see people's behavior change when they put something in.
What you observe does affect your vibration.
Okay.
But, and...